I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Doug, what do we got?
We've got questions from the Discord. Let's see. What do we got? Let's see. We said this week, you know, hey, we'll ask us nearly anything because I didn't want people to be asking about our dick size again.
Which gets asked every day.
Every day.
Well, y'all fucking thirsty out there. Connor wants to know, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
I'll start because I'm the biggest Christmas guy here.
Go. Hey, bud.
No, actually, we do, Debbie and I do, like, there's a very nice, like, there's an area that has very nice Christmas lights. They, like, put up a show pretty much, I think, either at the start of December or right after Thanksgiving. And we like to park across the street, and it's one of those places that you can tune into a certain radio station and the music plays along with the light show and all that stuff. So the across the street is a church and they have like donations. So people will, you know, we'll just go up there, give a donation, sit up there for 15, 20 minutes, kind of watch the show, the light show, and just enjoy it, you know, just have a nice evening, maybe get out of the car if it's nice enough, otherwise just sit in there with each other. But yeah, people kind of pick up, they pull up, enjoy it for a moment, come and go. It's nice.
So you practice a holiday called what is it, Krampus?
No.
Yes, Krampus. It's a holiday, isn't it?
Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us. And you know, I was watching Seinfeld last night while at the hotel, and that episode was on, and I actually was like, all right, let's see what this motherfucker's all about, and I went. I was like, oh, this is kind of negative.
Oh, are you new to Seinfeld? Yeah.
The airing of the grievances? Were you not around for that?
Yeah, I was like, oh, people, this is just, you're just going to shit talk on people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which, I mean, you know, Kev is the biggest shit talker there is.
Totally. That's maybe save is, it all for Festivus.
Maybe this is where he gets it out. Yeah. All of it.
You are the one I have the grievance with.
He's that's where he goes to his little pole in his yard. And
you have that.
And he just screams at the top of his lungs about you and I, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is the only way I can get through another year with these two motherfuckers.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Just wait for the feats of strength.
Oh my God. My biggest one is going to the Gaylord Texan every year and going to do ice. And unfortunately they haven't done that in the last 2 years because of COVID. Thanks a lot, human beings. And I miss that, but that's one of my favorite things. It's become a tradition in our family and something that we always have a good time with. So, and what ice is, if you don't know what it is where, a group of artists from China come in and they carve these beautiful pieces, these Christmas scenes out of ice, and they theme it every year. You know, it could be from Elf all the way to Charlie Brown's Christmas. And it is absolutely fantastic. And, we really love it.
And, good.
So yeah, that's my favorite tradition.
I thought I was taking a turn. You're like, yeah, me and the family do ice. I'm like, oh God, Breaking Bad.
We do hard drugs.
We get real fucked up. We wake up around New Year's.
Let's see. Favorite. Oh, what do we do? I don't know. I like starting Christmas early, like pretty much like right after Halloween. I wish my family felt the same. Like to me it's like okay so y'all motherfuckers put Halloween stuff up like the day after Ollie's birthday in September, but I'm not allowed to put like Christmas stuff up until like almost Thanksgiving. Like that's not fair. Y'all have that shit up for two full fucking months.
Doesn't seem
and I get like I get like a month. So I enjoy that. I mentioned before, I think last week, the Muppet family Christmas movie thing that kind of, it feels like the start of Christmas just because of old family traditions and stuff, watching that on the way home from spending like Thanksgiving with family. Also, I don't know. I don't know if we have like a lot of traditions just yet as far as like us as a family. Cause two, like, or, you know, last year, like COVID. So that kind of put a damper on a lot of the Christmas plans and things we would have done. We went to the ICE show a couple of years ago, probably the last time they did it. And, I think it was, what was the theme that year? Was, oh, it was the 12 days of Christmas, I think it was, or maybe the night before Christmas. And it was not good.
No, they did one. Yeah, they did one that was not very amazing. So
yeah, it was like the year before was like DreamWorks or something, like a DreamWorks Christmas, and it had all that shit. And so I was like, oh, cool, maybe we'll be something like that this year. And it was like, yeah, the 12 days of Christmas. And it was like, this is horse shit. Yeah.
They did one that was so fucking awesome. They did one where it was like Christmas around the world one year. And that was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And they actually recreated down like the Times Square in ICE. And they had it was fucking off the chain.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. We didn't take Wednesday to that. And I'm thinking that she may not have been born yet. It was whenever we did that. Because we had Ollie with us, but he was very tiny. He was a very small boy. I don't remember. I don't remember what year we did that.
Most of them.
Maybe we just didn't take her. Maybe she had a babysitter that day. I don't think I remember.
Most of them are pretty rad. They've had one or two where it's been like, it's all right.
Kind of a stinker. But yeah, like we don't really go out and do a whole lot of stuff. We're just now kind of feeling like the kids are old enough to not be little shits. Not that they are, but so like this last Thanksgiving when we had two cousins that have kids and like they're like 2 years older and younger, mm-hmm. they're just fucking terrible, man. They're just like screaming and crying about everything. And we're trying to eat like dinner and like one of the parents is up walking around with them because they're crying. And it's like meanwhile, my two kids are like chill as fuck. So like, oh, finally, see, this is the age you can take kids to do things when they're not little monsters. Mm-hmm. So who knows what we'll do this year. So I'm sorry, I don't really have any good answers. There's a lot of things about Christmas I love. I love Christmas music. I love eggnog. Mm-hmm. I love holiday cookies and fudge and things like that.
Preach.
I can't wait for that.
Talk about it.
Oh, it's just, those are my favorites.
Don't even just talk about it. Be about it.
I went to the doctor and they were like, hey, you need to like, they're telling me like the things I need to eat, like more protein, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, you can wait until after Thanksgiving, but we want to see you December 20th. And I'm like, it's still fucking the holidays, dude. Mm-hmm. Like between Thanksgiving and like New Year, like all bets are fucking off. Like, what the fuck? This is the time when like I get the fattest every year because like it's just candy and shit all the time.
This is where I take my fucking spaghetti, I throw it on a goddamn plate, I put some candy on top, and then put some syrup on top of that. Maple
syrup on top of it, yeah. the elf special.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, like, oh my God, get out of here. All I'm eating is carbs for the next fucking, like, 2 months. No. Let's see. IQ wants to know, what's a movie that you watched and it turned out to be way better than you thought it would be?
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
So one of the most recent ones comes to mind is that Werewolves Within or Werewolves Within. Like that one. That one actually was so fucking good.
Any movie that we watched during Horror Fest.
Yeah, right. Just about. But maybe the exception of The Wicker Man. That was about as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it was still fun because we watched with friends. But dude, yeah, Color Out of Space was rad. Mm-hmm. Vampire's Kiss was phenomenal. So wild.
Peak Nick Cage.
Yeah, man. And then Willy's Wonderland. Mm-hmm. It was just silly. Better the second time for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Exo wants to know, have you ever walked out of a movie theater in the middle of a film? And if so, which one?
I've made this very well known for me, which would be the Nick Cage movie, classic Nick Cage movie. I can't think of it.
Weatherman.
No, it's the Marvel.
Ghostwriter.
Ghostwriter 2. Yeah, Ghostwriter 2, I walked the fuck out of.
Tomb Raider. The one with Angelina Jolie.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
The Crow, City of Angels. Fuck that movie.
Oh, yeah.
The second one, not the first one.
I thought you were talking about the Meg Ryan movie.
City of Angels.
And fuck Meg Ryan, too.
I was like, City of Angels. Get the fuck out of here.
That had that one song in it.
In the arms of
an
angel. Oh.
No. Oh, my God.
What's the one with the Goo Goo Dolls?
The Goo Goo Dolls. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Long way down.
Nope. No.
Nope. 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 If I could.
My brain wants to start singing Aerosmith, and I know it's not the Aerosmith song.
I'm going
to
close my.
No, that's not it. Shut up, brain.
It's Iris.
Iris. I mean, that's the name of the song, but I don't remember how it goes right now. All my head is playing is.
I just don't want the world to see me, you know?
Yeah. I just
don't think they'll understand.
Yep.
When everything's meant to be broken, I just want you
to. Everything's meant to be broken.
I don't know what song you're talking about.
Okay, Creed.
Okay, tell me I'm wrong though. All like 90s alternative rock sounded just like that.
For sure.
What else we got? Chaos Saint wants to know, are we ever going to get back to monthly episodes of Saga? And that would be great if I didn't make the mistake of letting Caleb play his ukulele at the fucking table, and now he has to re-record songs that he won't do. Even now, I just saw he just started playing Hunt Showdown with Daniel again.
Wait, I thought he was done recording.
He recorded 3 songs of the 7 that he did at the table.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. My edit is almost done. I literally am just kind of waiting on his music. Like I'm not rushing because I don't. I mean, who knows when we'll get it?
I'm about to blow EXO's mind here. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you?
Was Chaos the same as one who asked?
Sorry, Chaos.
We'll blow EXO's mind anyway, though.
I'm gonna blow his mind anyways. Yeah. What if I told you that Saga used to put out an episode every 2 weeks?
Yeah. And go back and listen to the early episodes to the newer ones, and you tell me which ones sound better. Like,
Doesn't matter. I'm on both. Fuck yeah.
Right. Well, that specifically command was to Chaos Saint. I mean, it was. I do way more work on them than I probably need to, but what can you say? Marcus wants to know, would you guys guest spotlight on another podcast?
We've done it before.
Yeah, depends.
Would you guys guest spotlight on another podcast? I'm confused. Do you want us to promote another podcast? Cause we'll do that. We've done that. Do you want us to appear on another podcast? Cause we've done that too. And we'll do that too. Like, so.
Remember when we were quickly becoming Audio Boom's like go-to gaming podcast, and mm-hmm. they would ask us to do a whole bunch of stuff, and then we got blacklisted because I didn't do an interview with the Hitman actor.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Thanks, Jer. All right. Gonna skip Jer's questions.
Aw, they're so good. Why were you skipping mine?
I'm just gonna see if anyone else asked anything.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
That's pretty much it. You kind of see this is what happens. You ask questions, you derail the chat. Now everyone wants to. Yes, you did, because they're like, are you Austin? Are you asking us? Because there's only 3 of you. Ha ha. I'm asking the podcast, like you're supposed to do. This is a Exo, this is a preview of the plant question. Wait, what? Jerry, you're supposed to just message Byron on the side to ask him for it. I don't know what he's talking about. I think I've been watching too much of them all on Netflix, he says. See, the chat is derailed. And then Byron gives us a top five suggestion, which is good, we should do in the next month.
Christmas cookies. So. Oh, well, then Austin asked the question that I asked. So now you have to now you have to ask it.
Wait a second. So one of you, because you asked like sleep, marry, kill, but but his question is like, there's only three of you. So how would you answer
You're
that?
You're asking the other person. So I'm asking you who, oh yeah.
Well, I like to sleep, so I'll take sleep.
I like to kill, so I'll take kill. And Joe likes to marry, so he'll marry.
He does. He's a romantic motherfucker. There you go. Sleep, marry, kill. Everyone's happy.
You got it. Did Jared just know?
There you go. Our biggest fan, Jared. Your answer question was answered.
Yeah. There you go, bud. I asked one of your questions.
Oh, my God.
Dumb shit.
That was definitely,
be good to our fans.
No, that was definitely a dumbass moment. Brought to you by Jer.
Fucking idiot.
No, we lost another fan, though.
Jer? Oh, no, our biggest fan.
I'm gone. That's it.
That's it. Okay, one question from Jer. If he had $1 million but had to spend it all in 30 minutes, what would you buy?
Bitcoin.
Oh, fuck, that's yes. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Yep.
I would put a lot of money into Bitcoin for sure, or I would probably do a bunch of different coins. But then also, like, I would immediately just go to, like, the biggest house, nicest house I could fucking find and just drop money on them.
But you don't... It takes days for them to write out the contract.
Yeah, but if I've already handed it, that's fine. That could take time. If I bought the house, but it's only $1 million. So that may be tough because you know houses are fucking expensive. Maybe it just
only a million.
We gotta think, dude. Like really super nice house. I know. They're it's just, everywhere. It's everything's expensive right now,
yeah,
right?
So it's so expensive.
Then I would immediately pay off my home loan, immediately pay off my car loan, like all online, do those as fast as fucking possible. And then yeah, Bitcoin, the other, I don't know, I could do like
right.
500,000 in Bitcoin and stuff, right? And
instant then just, debt first.
Yeah.
Debt gone first as fast as possible. And then yeah, invest in Bitcoin and then invest in some set up some accounts for my kids for college so I don't have to pay for that shit.
And get a $25 iTunes card just for you.
Yeah, and both of you get an iTunes gift card.
Thanks, bud.
Kev, who doesn't even use iTunes.
I'll give it to your wife. To yeah, there you go. I'll give it to Debbie. The resident Apple user now.
And I would go, and a new computer. And a new Mac. One for editing the show and the podcast and stuff, and then just a new gaming rig.
Yeah,
and no expense loss, right? Like, okay, I'm going to buy the best of the best of the best. Like, oh, this thing costs $7,000? Okay.
NASA? All right.
Yep. Yep.
Go straight to Alienware and just add to cart.
Oh.
It builds great systems.
And they're okay.
Whatever. That's where you got to spend
as good 7, as I used 000. To be.
Well, that's why you got to spend $7,000. Let's see. Okay, that's it for this week. Until next week, I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.